Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome
Let's go, Steve Mix.
You are now entering
the MegaCast.
We're on a roll.
Let's get it, man.
I was telling you, we talked about you last night on the podcast.
Oh, what happened?
Well, the whole world knows now you're on steroids.
Yeah!
I'm stacking.
I think that's a term.
Well, I guess...
doing some testosterone.
Doing a cycle, I get a steroids. I was simply trying to say you were cycling around Christmas from bulking up and then leaning out.
Oh, okay. So what is that? Okay, I didn't catch the... well, it hasn't even been put out yet, right?
Oh, it's out.
Oh, I didn't know podcast? You guys put it out on Thursdays now.
Didn't Steve, you it's to? Wednesday. We do them on Tuesdays.
I know. I thought you recorded them on Tuesdays and then released it on Thursdays.
Nah, we
stopped
that.
Those times have changed?
Yeah, those times have changed.
Okay, the demand was too high.
Honestly, it was.
Yeah, I get it. Well, I'm like that, too. It's like, as soon as you get it recorded, just throw it up there.
Well, after the Mixcast stopped, I mean, yeah. I got the longest-running podcast on the station.
Look at you, man.
I might have one of the longest-running ones in the goddamn company.
Yeah, you might watch it. The Megacast, we might... Our robot might agree, like Nancy Kerrigan, you guys.
<I don't know. laughs> please don't mess with my knees. They already suck.
No, I do. I'm with you, man. Every day when I get out trying to chase this damn toddler around.
Crack, crack.
Oh, dude, she'll get up, like, especially now she's potty training. So sometimes it just hits her. I mean, she's pretty much nailed it. Like, for the most part, she could even do it by herself. But if it's a poop, still want to make sure the butt's wiped good enough. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
So, but she gets up and bolts, daddy potty. And if it's both, I like it. She calls it, we started calling it the double whammy. So it's like the poop and the pee. I'm like, did you hit a double whammy? She's like, double whammy, daddy. And we high five.
Nice.
It's pretty awesome. But she goes flying to the bathroom. And I'm like, I've been sitting on the floor with her playing with her Barbies for like 45 minutes. My foot is asleep. My body is shut down. And you, dude, you know how it is.
Yeah, you got to get up.
Yeah, you have no choice but you can't ease into it. So one time I had to get up so quick, I pulled my back. Now I'm like, I have a freaking back pulled. I was falling apart. Someone asked me, like, what's wrong from wrestling? I'm like, I didn't wrestle this weekend. It's from chasing around a toddler. It's easier to go in the ring and get powerbombed from the second rope.
I also like how kids do, like you know they have to pee, but they don't want to. Then it's like, you should go pee. And they pee for like 2 minutes.
Yes.
It's like, what are you holding it for?
Dude, that's
like
Tatum.
You're six.
That's Tatum.
Like three, I go, all right, you're learning. But like, you're six, go pee.
Bro, it was hilarious. We were laughing about it yesterday. We're at ballet class. And dude, it's like when it rains, it pours kind of thing. Like there's like eight cute little kids in there and they're doing the thing. One has to go to the bathroom, comes back, next one. It's like copycat syndrome. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
One girl went just to go blow her nose. Four other girls eventually came out saying, my nose is runny. And the moms were just like laughing because they're like, it's not runny at all. My nose is runny. It's like, oh, fine, I'll just wipe your nose. The only kid... of the entire group of ballerinas, I use that term loosely if you've seen them do ballet.
Yeah, right.
The only kid of the group of bouncing up and down and running around aimlessly, Inas, was Tatum. And my wife and I are like, yeah, unless she's about to pee her pants, she does not go to the bathroom.
Yeah.
And then when she has to go, stop the presses. It's time to go or there will be an accident. All right, but so the podcast... I'm on steroids.
Right. I was just trying to say how good you looked, but it was funny because around Christmas you couldn't eat anything because you were cutting.
Yeah.
But as I started, I said, all right, so he's doing a cycle. And Cobb's like, oh, is he on steroids? I was like, you know what? Screw it. He's on steroids.
Why not? I need to get bigger now. If I'm going to be on steroids, I got to look the part.
You kind of do.
Ah.
So what was your present this morning? I didn't watch the whole Instagram.
It was brass knuckles.
Real ones?
No, they're 3D printed.
All right.
So a listener made me some, which
that's
was awesome.
What I remember.
Then another guy, Justin, also has a 3D printer. He's like, I want to make some too. And I jokingly go, can I get one of those brass knuckles that has like the knife? You know how they have like
the
one with the big like knife on it?
Yeah.
So he made me a pair of brass knuckles with a fake a plastic knife on it as well. And I'm like, well, this is like, I'm like jokingly going, ha ha ha. And they're like, dude, it's still sharp. I'm like, no, it's not. Cause you could touch it. There's no, it's not sharp blade.
Right.
But then I jabbed it at the box and it went right in the box. I'm like, oh yeah, this is kind of sharp.
Yeah. You can't be using that in the ring.
No.
Imagine if you accidentally stab somebody in the ring, Steve. That would be bad, dude.
Yeah. I probably wouldn't get booked again.
No.
And I'd probably have to go visit the guy at the hospital.
I feel like that would be a big news story. Local celebrity stabs man in wrestling ring.
Recently featured on AEW, now arrested.
Right.
News at 11.
Look what you turned me into, Jack.
Dude, it's been funny. I still keep getting now new followers because of the AEW thing, which is hilarious.
I mean, the screenshot that said he demolished Steve Miggs is pretty awesome.
Dismantled.
Dismantled, my bad.
Dude, I was like, what the hell is going on? That was amazing. and now I got like my fitness guy, this guy Jordan from Conscious Muscle, who's been helping me. Like, he's been getting me my steroids, clearly.
Yeah, right.
Right, right. Or just working on my meal plans. But he's a vegan coach. And so his whole thing is to help people who are vegan or trying to transition to vegan so you know how to eat properly. And if you're trying to like bulk up, it's obviously a lot harder than maybe like someone who's just eating steaks all the time. But you can do it. And I've been proving it.
Right.
But he put it up on one of his stories about, hey, I love having pro wrestler Steve Miggs on my team. You know, it's awesome. Blah, 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 team Conscious Muscle, whatever. All of a sudden, I'm like, well, who are these people following me? Because he's got like almost 200,000 followers, I think, on social media.
All right.
And I'm like, well, I'm getting a bunch of random follows. So, you know, I don't know if you do this on like Instagram. Someone follows you, kind of click on it to see what they're all about. Yeah. I'm like, well, who is this person? And they all have like little plant leaves on their bios or something about vegan. I'm like, I told my wife, I'm like, you won't believe this. All of a sudden, I'm getting all these new followers from around the world from vegans that clearly are fans of Jordan and are now following me because they're like, vegan wrestler. I'm like, I hope they... I mean, if they scroll through my page, they're going to see, like, not that less than a year ago, there was meat in my world. You know, like, I mean, I've only been vegan since April.
All right. So here's part of the thing with Cobb and the vegan stuff. For whatever reason, not in a bad way, Cobb and I were just complete opposites last night on our podcast.
Okay.
Everything needs a yin and a yang.
Yeah.
So we said something about vegan stuff, and he's like, I don't know why they're always trying to make vegan meat and this and that. Like, it's not meat. And I was like, oh, you hate vegans.
He does.
So, right.
No,
so
he always sends me DMs going, F yourself.
Right. So before we got to you, I was talking about my buddy's band, the Scoblins.
Yeah. Josh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So they're playing down at Slim's Last Chance on Friday.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, I'm going down to that. But the bass player that I met this summer, Anton, is a huge yoke dude, and he's vegan.
Yeah.
So through all this, Matt MCTP finally goes, why don't you tell Anton that? And I go, yeah. And then we start talking about you, and I go, you know what else? Miggs is a vegan. And he's like, what?
Vegan.
I was like, you're going to get your ass beat by a bunch of yoked up vegans.
Oh, me and Anton are going to hit him up.
Yeah.
I saw the weirdest thing, though. So I sent it to my wife. I'm like, hey, somebody made their own version of fried chicken, like a vegan version of like chicken wings.
All right.
Did not know this existed, but apparently it exists, is that you can buy fake bones, like little chicken wing bones. Right. And then, and what you do then, you can wrap wrap tofu with something around the bone and then deep fry it. And it pulls apart kind of like as if it was a chicken wing. So like, there's like this person right there and you see like, you got like a fake bone. He wraps it. Even my wife's like, that's disgusting. And I'm like, yeah, it's a little much. Like, I like everything minus the bone. You don't need the bone.
I was going to say, if I'm eating vegan chicken, I'm just going to get vegan chicken nuggets or what I mean? I've seen vegan chicken strips. Like, why would you add a bone?
It's stupid.
I mean, to that dude's credit, he loves a chicken wing.
Yeah, I mean, and you know what? I would try it if all of a sudden he showed up to my house like at like a dinner and he's like, I brought a vegan chicken wings. I'm like, this is amazing. You know what I mean? But yeah, I know that some people don't argue with us. Like, I'll see it on text lines. Like, it's like, if vegans love eating things that look like meat so much, why don't they just eat meat? And I'm like, well, there's a lot to it. I mean, there's certain vegans that are very, do not want to harm animals, but they still enjoy a burger. So this is like,
every soda has a diet version.
Right. It's such a weird argument to have. It's like, although I love one listener called me a plant-based weirdo. And I'm like, I like that.
That's kind of funny.
I'm going to go with that.
Here's what I said last night on my cast. I was like, look, I don't care either way. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm not vegan, but like, I'll go to a vegan restaurant. If it's good, I'll eat it.
Right.
It's all that matters.
If food is good, food is good.
Yeah. Like, well, remember, you know Adam Richman?
Yeah.
Right?
Man versus food.
Right. So right. He left that years ago, and then he does a bunch of different food shows. But he was kind of famous for eating all those crazy meals. And he would post sometimes, like, vegan fish and chips, and people would get all over him. And he's like, I don't know why I have to say this. He's like, I'm not a vegan. But he's like, it's okay to eat a vegan meal even if you're not vegan. Like, right. Everybody calm down.
Even when I was still eating meat, I enjoyed an Beyond Meat burger more than I enjoyed most burgers that I would cook on a grill.
Yeah.
It was just really tasty. And also, I mean, people are like, well, then at least it's healthier. I'm like, it's not healthier. It's just as unhealthy, quote unquote, as eating anything. Like, it's a processed food, but it was still good.
Right. You can get an Impossible Whopper. It doesn't have meat in it, but it's still a Whopper.
It's still good.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like we go to like a Veggie Grill, the all vegan restaurant, like a fast food place downtown Seattle. And I get their buffalo chicken burger, and it's my favorite buffalo chicken sandwich I have, chicken sandwich. And it's so damn good, and it's all vegan. I was eating that before I even thought about dropping meat from my diet.
Now, that's one argument I will get into.
What's that?
People are like, oh, it's a chicken burger. Like, no, it's not. It's a chicken sandwich. Or like salmon burger. Like, no, it's not, man. A hamburger literally has the name in it.
Right, right.
Just call it like, but
stop
every bar.
Appropriating the hamburger.
Every sports bar does that. Yeah. We also have chicken burgers. It's like, stop it. You can put a chicken sandwich in the burger section. I don't care. Just call it burgers and stuff. Or burgers and more.
Burgers.
Or between the bread.
It's like the whole freaking chicken wings. And then you go to a place. It's like, here's our boneless chicken wings. Nah, it's a chicken nugget, sir.
Yeah.
I don't understand why we have to have this argument. Like, well, why does Buffalo Wings and call it boneless chicken wings? I'm like, because they're smart marketers. They understand people are going to buy them more than they probably would buy chicken nuggets.
Listen, I remember the first time I had a boneless wing.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And I'm sure my cousin Patrick from Smith Family Popcorn will listen to this.
Shout out.
But he's playing lacrosse. Uh-huh. So my Uncle Phil's like, you'll like the lacrosse facility. It's indoor. And upstairs is like a bar. And he's like, they got these boneless chicken wings. So on the way over there, I don't say nothing to Uncle Phil. My mind's racing. Like, how do they get the bones out of the chicken wing?
Right.
This and that. And
it's like one of those machines, like you get the pits out of a cherry.
Right. So we get there and we order them. And I remember looking at them like, Uncle Phil, this is just a buffalo salsa and a chicken tender. But that was the first time I heard that term. And I remember even then, and I think I was like a teenager.
Yeah.
Because Pat's still playing like high, and I'm like, no.
Dude, I think it was like a Wingstop or a Buffalo Wild Wings or something like that, where I was like, boneless chicken wings? And I think I even had that same thought as you. I'm like, do they have... Is there some poor guy in the back that has to like pull the bones off and then like clump it back together and deep fry it? Or like, how does that even work? But I was like excited to try it. I'm like,
yeah,
hey, you know, I do like grapes without seeds in them. Let's see what happens. And then they brought them out and I'm like, oh, I see what you guys are doing here.
And I get them sometimes. Don't get me wrong. I'm not against them, but.
Right. I just don't want to call them boneless chicken wings.
I feel like a jackass.
Right. They're chicken nuggets. Did we get like the chicken nuggets? I've been telling my wife, like, she even made some like from her own like some kind of recipe. And I'm like, these are so damn good. I was like, we need to go to like Fred Meyer and get the Chick-fil-A Polynesian sauce because now they sell that stuff in stores.
They do.
That would be. Do you have some?
I do.
It's so good.
Given my neighborhood, feels like a hate crime every time I buy it.
Yeah, you might want to.
I got to put my hood up, put my mask back on, like getting a bottle of Chick-fil-A Polynesian sauce.
I'd brown bag it like a bottle of booze and you're going to drink it outside. Like, don't even let people see it.
Dude, it's awesome.
Yeah.
I know. It's so good.
That's what I was telling Sid. I'm like, and we get like the vegan chicken nuggets. Like, man, having Chick-fil-A's Polynesian sauce at our disposal will be a game changer.
It is.
But then she's like, oh, no, I already made a dipping sauce for it. I'm like, okay. She's like, I got some honey mustard. And I'm like eating it. And I'm like, this is the best honey mustard I've ever had. Like, what brand is this? She's like, oh, no, I made it myself.
Honey mustard's pretty easy to make at home.
I never thought that it's just honey and mustard. And I think something else you put in there.
I usually would use like Miracle Whip.
Yeah. I think
mustard
it was like a vegan,
and honey.
I think it was a vegan mayo that she used. And I was like, you know, I never thought about the fact that honey mustard is just mustard and honey.
It's a mayonnaise.
You know what happened?
By the way, Sweet Baby Ray's, their honey mustard's legit.
Ooh, is it?
Yeah.
I love Sweet Baby Ray's barbecue sauce.
Period.
They do. They got up. So, but, you know, obviously trying to watch calories and stuff. They have a sugar-free one.
All right.
Have you had that one?
I have not.
It's nowhere near as great as the regular barbecue sauce from Sweet Baby Ray's, but it's a damn good substitute if you're trying to watch a couple calories.
Yeah, it's like I use the yogurt. Based ranches all the time.
Yeah.
Like, look, on Sunday watching football, you pull out the Hidden Valley.
Right.
But during the week, it's like, yeah, you and same. It's not as good, but it's not terrible. And
it's
you're like
better than nothing.
It's better than nothing.
Absolutely.
Tech Talks. Starring.
It's better than nothing.
Peter Smith.
That should be their slogan. It's better than nothing.
Right. It's kind of like masturbating. Like, you're not going to have sex, but it's better than nothing.
Like, what is that one football guy that got like pissed off all the internet because he's like, what do people even talk about, like, the best pizza places? Pizza's just pizza. And someone's just like, dude, you've had a lot of bad takes. This might be your worst.
Well, it's the coach from Philly.
No, he too? Yeah.
Yeah.
Dude, I love that. He's like, oh, yeah, I had some Pizza Hut. And then they're like, oh, giving him crap. And he's like, now he's like, oh, no, I had Little Caesars because that's like the official sponsor of the NFL.
Well, like, I think also, like, I mean, that dude's a great shape. He's an NFL coach. Yeah. I don't think he doesn't eat a lot of pizza.
Right.
But I get why people in Philly are like, yo, we got really good pizza in town. Right. Why are you ordering from, like, fast food chains?
It's like, yeah, I get this, you know, the store-bought, microwavable Philly cheesesteak sandwich. It's the best stuff I've ever had. They're like, what are you doing?
Today's a simple one. You never know where some good advice will come from. Like, you know, once in a while, people give you a little tip on something or whatever, and sometimes maybe you don't even really want to hear it, but then you'll think about it, and you're like, that was actually good advice. It might be something simple, about a commute, a new route. I don't know, drinking more water, getting sugar-free barbecue sauce
from Sweet Baby Ray's.
Showing up to parties with flowers for the host because ladies like flowers.
I never even thought of doing something like that.
Oh, man, you look like a genius.
Yeah?
Yeah, my buddy does it. I stole that one from him.
That's a great idea.
Yeah.
Sid would like freak out if someone came to our house for a get-together and they had like a thing of flowers.
Yeah, dude.
And I'd be pissed. I'd throw them outside. I'm like, I'm the only man that gets her flowers because of the steroids. I'm raging, Ted.
So, just like that.
I need to tone down on the testosterone I'm putting in my body.
Easy, Steve.
I got a little hyped up.
It was weird when I showed up and you were wrestling Mike Hawk.
It was nuts.
And you had him pinned.
I did.
Yeah.
Just my legs. While flexing.
But yeah, you never know where good advice will come from, so keep your ears open.
That's a good one. I like that. Yeah. You also might not know when random moments where you'll be brought up in front of a church, like when my pastor did it just recently.
Oh, was this the wrestling?
I found the audio.
All right, let's hear it.
I want to hear what you think of this. Like, I'll be honest. Since it's happened, not so upset. When it happened, I almost walked out.
All right, let's hear it.
I wanted to see what you think. Let me make this very clear. I love our pastor. He's awesome. And I know he meant no ill will with what he did right here. So this isn't like he was being malicious. He was being a jerk. And for all I know, I'm just being way too sensitive about this. I didn't work out that week when I did a bunch of testosterone. And I was getting like, you know, kind of.
Right. You're getting a little emotional.
I was getting a little emo. And, you know, now that, you know, I've settled it. I've worked out my workouts. I've added some, like, different types of steroids. I don't know what they're called, but let's just say it's steroidical. I'm adding that in my stack with my testosterone. I'm doing a lot better. So, but at that moment, I wasn't. I almost walked out. So I want to see what you think, though. Because I was like, the whole time it's happening, I'm like, is this really happening? Like, what do I do in this situation? So here we go.
Most of you are worried that Steve Migliore is into wrestling. Most of you know that, right? You ought to talk.
I don't know if he was expecting everyone to go, yeah.
Why would they be worried?
Did he say worried?
Or did he say aware?
Aware.
Okay.
Yeah. Most of you are concerned that our friend Steve over here likes to play with oiled up men in spandex.
And tights.
Yes. First Corinthians said that's not a good idea.
You ought to talk to him about it. It's an act. It's all fake, right? I mean,
at this point, I'm just like, I don't have a microphone. Like, this is a long story. This is a long answer to a statement that you just made.
Right.
Like, is it fake? No, but okay. You know what I mean? It's like one of those things where I'm just like, man, it's not really a term I like used when I talk about wrestling. It's predetermined. We could go on.
Now. Right.
Yeah, you know.
Maybe I misread you. Didn't you tell me that you have to work at not hitting within reason? Yeah. I mean,
that's probably like, okay.
You're messing up my story here. I know.
Because at this point, I'm like, what in the heck is going on right now? Did not expect this. I'm just trying to sit here and hear some good, maybe get some good advice.
All right.
But I mean, the agenda is to not injure. And you practice looking like you're hitting hard, but you're not hitting hard. Okay, I wonder. I'm curious what in your brain makes you enjoy this. That's intriguing to me. But
at this point, when you say that, it puts me in a weird like defensive mode.
All right.
Okay. All right. That's just where I'm at.
That isn't me, Joel. Let me ask.
Joel's a younger dude that's at the other end and a real good guy.
All right.
Yeah. Ask you. Do you think there's? Can you imagine yourself getting into wrestling in a big way? No. I figured I was safe in asking you that. But the one thing.
Because you're a bitch, Joel. Basically what he just said.
So maybe it's Joel should be mad.
Joel, so far if I'm Joel, I'm salty. Can't imagine you actually doing something. Joel.
Oh, man.
It's really crazy and hypothetical. This is sci-fi stuff. If we could take the part of Steve's brain that is crazy enough to love wrestling, if we could take that out and implant it in Joel, do you think he might be interested in taking up wrestling? Okay, back to scripture, 2 Corinthians 5.
That's it?
Yeah.
Does he bring it back to something happened? Did they... Is it about changing thoughts?
It was about not sticking with certain cliques within, like, you know, hey, learn about each other. That was kind of like where it all started.
All right.
Yeah. So, I mean, like, as I listen back to it.
What's Joel's stats?
Joel's just a kid. Like, I don't know, early 20s. He's not a wrestler, obviously, but like, he's outdoorsy. He's in good shape.
Now you, Joel, felt safe asking you. Like, damn.
So I shouldn't be mad. Joel should be mad.
Okay, that seems fair. I mean, I get that he's trying to get to a point, but I get where that would be awkward.
It was so awkward.
I can also tell, even you listening to it now, like, you still seem on edge about it.
Oh, so it's steroids.
When you set it up, I was just expecting something much worse.
So it wasn't that bad. Okay. Hey, sometimes in life, here's Steve talk, you have to seek counsel in your friends to make sure that you should be mad about something or not. I wasn't mad. I was just taking it. Well, at the time, I was mad. I'll be honest with you. I was just like, what the heck is going on here? I just want to sit here. I don't want to be made into an example. I didn't appreciate the whole fake thing. But like, listening back, I know his heart's in the right place. He was just... I'm a rather unique individual in this church, and I think it would be a very good person to use as an example to be like, hey, you should learn about each other because everyone's got different things that they do.
And, I mean, sorry, dude, but it's very unique that you're a wrestler.
Yes, I know.
I mean, like, I feel like this guy just is like, all right, I could use this for something.
He's like, I've been waiting for this opportunity to say, everyone, our friend Steve here, he does fake stuff, and he's crazy.
I mean, the only thing, like, I don't play the sport, but once in a while, we get in a sports conversation, my one buddy would be like, don't ask Ted. He's a weirdo. He likes cricket, too. It's like, I can't get mad because it's such a specific thing.
Yeah.
Like, you're a wrestler.
Yeah, I guess.
Like, I know there's other local wrestlers, but, like, sorry. Like, they don't have a radio show. They're not in this church. So, I mean, like...
They're not featured on AEW.
Right. Like, I don't... Like, there's a chance there's people in there that don't even care for wrestling, period. Much less know somebody who was on a giant stage and then was on, like, YouTube and has his name splashed across national TV for getting dismantled.
It's kind of random.
It's dismantled, right?
Dismantled. You got it right.
I said demolished.
Dismantled. Damn it.
You got dismantled and demolished.
I did. By both the church and by Jake Hager.
Look at Jake. Jake has turned you into a ball of fury, Steve.
He has. I was all cool, calm, and collected until he clotheslined my throat. Now I'm doing steroids.
Hey, you sound good again.
It's back. I know. Thank God. I was so nervous it wasn't coming back, man. Like, it finally came back, and then I had to do Defy, and that pushes your throat because I'm doing the ring announcing. And I even told him, I'm like, hey, guys, I'm not going to be as amped up, just so you know. Of course, you do get amped up. And then I was like, oh, man, I probably just made it worse. And it was fine, thankfully.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know what makes me a good friend or a bad friend, but I could watch that clip of you getting clotheslined over. It's just so awesome.
I love it. I love it. I couldn't ask for a better like moment, like how everything about it. It didn't look. It looked like he murdered me because, well, he legitimately did. Like, my soul did leave my body at that moment, and I'm so glad it did. That way, it didn't look like, oh, I went back too quick. You know, I didn't sell it right. Like, everything just could not be more perfect. I'm so proud of that clip.
I also know you well enough. So are you still playing drums at church?
Yes.
So are you at the drum kit or are you in the pew when this happens?
I'm sitting in the crowd. Yeah,
I just know how your mind works. And I just like when he starts, it's fake. And you just being like, what is he saying?
Like, what are you doing, man?
Let's be honest.
I wasn't prepared for this, man.
And like, look, I grew up Catholic. You're obviously a faith guy. But yeah. Like, when you get to the homily, you're kind of ready to go.
Oh, dude, I was so ready to go.
Now he's name checking you and calling yourself fake. Like, I just imagine you being like, I'm gonna say something. Get out of here.
I'm gonna get up and leave.
I'm gonna say, did you talk to him afterwards? Or you just leave.
I'm glad I didn't because I was not in a good mood.
All right, that would have been my worry.
Like, yeah,
I would have been like, Sid, I gotta say something to him. Like, no.
Right. And it wouldn't have been right. Like, and look and listen back to it. Like, you're right. It's not that bad. It's not bad at all. And I understand where her sentiment was and his heart was in the right place. And he can't control how people might react. I think I was mad. Like people are laughing. And I'm like, what am I being judged in a place where I shouldn't be judged? Like, you know, everything's going on in my head. I'm a freaking mess. It's, of course, like you said, the testosterone. I think I was a little too high up on it. But everything was going wrong. Yeah, if he came, I'm glad he didn't. And I don't think, like, because... Of course, he didn't come up to me to check if everything was cool because he probably didn't think anything he said was bad because it wasn't.
No, he probably thought it was cool.
Yeah,
he's like, oh. That you were on TV and he's like, oh, I should mention this.
Well, this was before TV. Ever since then, now, obviously, I would be very mad. Like, dude, I'm a television star now.
It also sounds like a good bit. I don't know how you would do it, and like locally, but like it's like you recreate the scene, but the priest is actually, I don't know what you call him, a preacher or priest,
pastor,
yeah, is actually another wrestler. Oh. And he said, and like, you get up and just you Jake him.
Oh, and then be like, what's so fake about that?
Right? Where's your God now?
Yeah. Corinthians, what? Stone Cold Steve Meg, so and so.
You about to find out how Genesis ends.
Oh, man, I'm going to burn it down.
A letter from Steve to the apostles.
I know we got to run real quick, but let's get a little bit in.
Spanning the globe to bring you the constant variety of sport.
We got to get a letter from Steve to the apostles.
This is
the Ted Smith's
Wide World of Sports. Brought to you by
Smith Family Popcorn. Good people. Great popcorn.
Next week, I'm calling out you, brother. Samson, I'm looking at you, and we're having a hair versus hair match.
Right. Listen up, Pastor. You better stay down. Jesus couldn't lift your spirits.
You can look up to the heavens. You can talk to Moses. You better wish that Noah builds you an ark and gets you as far away as from this grand circle that we're in right now. Because let me tell you something, Pastor.
I like to, if it was a Catholic church, you grab a handful of communion, eat it, and then chug the wine.
Take the holy water, chug it, and Triple H it. You're all blessed.
You're hitting them with the bell. Now we're just beating up people.
Now we're hurting altar boys.
Right.
Steve, what you got to do when Steve Miggs and the altar boys on a cycle run wild on you?
This is the only carbs I eat.
Pastors.
Woo. Okay.
That got weird.
But goddamn, that'd be funny. I mean, geez, that would be funny.
Golly geez.
Golly geez. That's another good comment. All right. Sports world. Obviously, we got the championship game set up.
No wrestling talk because it's fake.
Wrestling talk. Hey, the NFL is fake, too. I've read the internet.
Yeah, there's clones.
Yep.
Guys really died, and they're cloning.
What was I going to say? Philly looked that good.
Mm-hmm.
The Cowboys, oh, I love watching them get bounced out of the playoffs. Whatever that last play was. Like, who came up with that?
All right, Zeke, you just stand in the middle with nobody else to help you and stop everybody from coming at our quarterback.
Yeah, it's like that meme with the Impractical Jokers. All right, now, Zeke, you stand in the middle and let him hit you.
And they're all in another room laughing. Like, Zeke is an idiot. He really thinks he's going to stop this entire team.
I really thought the Bills were going to win the Super Bowl. I was wrong. I mean, I didn't really watch the game Saturday. I watched a quarter of that Giants game and turned it off. I was like, I'll just watch a movie.
Yeah, Eagles were that good and the Giants were that bad.
Yeah. The Niners defense is that good. I'll be interested to see. That's the first game. In theory, both these games should be decent. Because in the NFC, you got the best offense in the NFC going against the best defense. AFC, I'm hoping for just a shootout, crazy game. You got Bengals. Joe Burrow is the man.
I like Joe Burrow.
So do I.
Yeah. I like the Bengals. I want to see them go far.
So here's my hope. Bengals, Niners, Super Bowl. The Bengals win. And then somebody comes out and goes, F Joe Montana. I didn't do much last week at Steve's. So I was having some beers watching that game. My buddy's like, I hate the Niners. I go, I do too. But I want them to go back to the Super Bowl. And I was like, Joe Montana.
Yeah.
Like, let the Bengals get one.
I would love to see the Bengals get one, man. That'd be awesome. But you know what the thing is? I don't like the Niners at all, of course.
Right.
But I like Brock Purdy. I like the story. It'd be kind of fun to see him do well, but I don't want to see him do well enough to win a Super Bowl.
I mean, look, I love Kittle.
Yeah.
I mean, he plays for the Niners, but I like the dude.
Dude, how about he showed up rocking like a wrestling shirt?
He's a massive wrestling dude.
And apparently the shirt that he was wearing, he got from like some random thrift shop in Oregon. I like know the person whose wife like owns the shop, and like they're freaking out. They're like, dude, we sold this to Kittle, and he's wearing it before the game. How crazy is that?
And he was almost a Seahawk.
Yeah, that would have been amazing.
They were really close to drafting him, but the Niners got him first.
Oh, he would have been a legend here.
Oh, unreal.
The hair, the tongue.
Kraken.
Yes.
I mean, I don't know what else you could say about them. They are rolling. Now, let's see what happens. I'm going to the game tonight.
Ted.
So
it's
far.
It's the Canucks. We never beat the Canucks.
Well, I need to break something here because I've been to two games this year. They've lost. So I'm going tonight and I'm going Saturday. So let's hope something changes.
I'm not telling you what to do with your money, but if you have an extra $80 to throw around, if you go to Dick's today, I don't know how long this sale is going on, you could get the retro reverse jersey. The replica one, like the Fanatics version, which is usually like $140.
Yeah.
They're $75.
At Dick's?
Yes, Sporting Goods. Simply Seattle had them. They were $100. We were talking about it on the air. And like Danny and I were like, dude, $100 for a jersey, that's not a bad deal. And it's the retro reverse. It'd be kind of cool to own that one. You know, it's kind of a cool look. And then someone texts in and goes, dude, if you're looking to get the retro reverse, go to Dick's. They're selling them for $75.
Mm. By the way, the Bowie Buddy stuff is very funny.
Oh, love it. Bowie slid into my DMs.
Did he?
That's how it happened.
All right. But just even you guys at work or whatever, like that, we do a lot of funny stuff. That was the first thing in a long, I was like, that is funny.
I was getting a kick out of it. It was so dumb and fun. And we're trying to meet up with him. He's like, I'm honored you guys bought jerseys with my name on it, but I'm on the ice in between the periods.
I saw him tweet you back.
So then I checked my phone on Instagram like around 4 o'clock in the afternoon that day, and it's a DM from Bowie.
Nice.
And I mean, dude, it was almost like as if like Mila Kunis just sent me a DM or like,
yeah.
Or like, you know, I'm trying to think of like Stone Cold Steve Austin, like some random superstar celebrity I'm a fan of. And I'm like, I have a DM from Bowie. What is this going to say? And then goes, what time are you getting to the game? And I'm like, what is going on? I'm like, I don't know. We get that. And I'm like, now I'm having a conversation with the mascot, pretending it's the actual mascot writing and not the handler.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I don't know. We're probably going to get there around like, you know, 5:45. And he's like, all right, 6:10, meet me at the living wall. We'll get that picture.
Nice.
And there he was. And then he jumps onto Danny. We weren't ready for it. Danny almost drops Bowie. So as he jumped on, and mind you, I just pulled my back from chasing my kid around, that story I told earlier.
Yeah.
So now I see Bowie falling. And Danny's arms. So I scoop under and catch Bowie. And now my back's like, oh, geez, oh, geez, oh, geez. Luckily, I was like, we can't drop Bowie. There are children watching. Then we're taking this picture with Bowie holding him. And there are people yelling, Bowie buddies. We're like, it's working.
Yeah, like I got to run over there.
Jersey.
I do. Well, and I don't know if I can now. You guys kind of have it.
No, you could be join the Bowie buddies.
I will say, though, Saturday, that is my goal. Tonight, I'm just, because the time I get out of work, like, I'll probably show after the game started.
Yeah.
But Saturday, I'm getting a picture with Bowie.
I hear during the warm-ups, get down there, like, around section 20.
Okay.
That's usually where he hangs.
All right.
And then living wall before the game.
All right.
I'm sure if you tweet at him.
Yeah. I'll do that Saturday afternoon. Saturday, that's the goal.
Yeah.
But yeah, the Kraken are rolling, dude.
Looking good, man. Yeah.
And I'm excited. Saturday night, a pro sporting event. They're doing good. I'm like, let's get it.
That's going to be a fun time.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm
excited for you, man.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, that's about it.
Did you see? I know we got to run real quick, but did you see? We joked about the conspiracy theory that DeMar Hamlin's been cloned.
Correct.
Because he really died, but the NFL doesn't want to like have that on their hands, so they cloned him.
Right.
So somebody actually asked Josh Allen.
I saw it yesterday. It's ridiculous that he even has to answer that.
This is so great.
So Newsweek, New York Post, and other outlets are running stories about a DeMar Hamlin conspiracy theory in which people are suggesting that he was not at the game on Sunday and that it was some sort of body double conspiracy cover up. Would you like to debunk that conspiracy theory or maybe confirm it?
Yeah, that's stupid.
There you go.
Yeah.
He says some other stuff too, but that was like, yeah, guys, come on.
Come on.
What are we doing?
Yeah. Like people have lost their minds.
And there are enough people. It just shows how this world has worked. Like even from like, I mean, we could go down a whole road of like, you know, political stuff, whatever. Like, if enough people start saying it and make logic to it in their own head, they start believing these dumb conspiracy theories.
Yeah, right. It's like 2 summers ago with the fires, right?
Yes.
And TV started fire. That was never true. Never true. Or with the power stations around Christmas. Then everybody on the left was like, that's the white or right wing people. It's like, no, it was idiots trying to break into stores.
Yeah, I mean, like, Josh Allen had this to say about all that.
Yeah, that's stupid.
Yeah. People got to get a grip on reality.
Oh, good luck.
All right.
I know you got to go. It's been fun.
Go Kraken.
Also, can you help inject me?
Okay.
Cool. Just a little.
Can I lick the needle?
You know what? Yeah. Why not?
Yeah.
I trust you.
Yeah. That's stupid.
Follow us on Twitter @TheMegaCast.